BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
It's Wednesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast on Bumbleo Wednesday. Clara's in for Real or No Real, another revealing Google game, particularly from my side of things today, and people in fancy dress getting off with other people in fancy dress.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1.
Right, Clara's going to be back with us for Real or No Real at 3:40 this afternoon. Also, we've got Bumbleo Wednesday coming up. Thank you for all of your tweets today. Obviously, it's Wednesday where we all have a little dance and celebrate midweek to the music of the Gypsy Kings, Bumbleo Wednesday. Turns out that someone else has also had a go at Bumbleo Wednesday today before us. Hello, Homes Under the Hammer. We got so many tweets about this earlier, didn't we?
Yeah, but at least it's on a Wednesday. The big problem is when people bumbleo on days that aren't Wednesday. So although annoying, at least I kind of like that they've respected that it's on a Wednesday.
People were sending me videos of it happening on their TV. So here's what happened when a Spanish property developer called Carmen told Martin Roberts of her plans to develop a semi in Buckinghamshire.
Very noisy, very dirty, very smelly while it's all going on.
No, not really. I've done it before and it's okay. I'm very adaptable. I adapt to anything.
Okay.
Adaptation was the name of the game here, and serial developer Carmen was planning a two-story extension.
Here it comes.
We've returned 13 months on to see if she and Paul have made the house magnifico.
Yeah! Are they only playing this because she's Spanish?
Well, the thing is with Homes Under the Hammer, as we all know, they play songs related to what they're talking about. Do you know, like...
But they're in Buckinghamshire.
Like it's a bit of a retro example, but if the house was to be knocked down and then built up again, they probably would play Chumbawamba.
Yeah, they would.
It's that kind of thing.
I think they're only playing Bumbleo because Carmen is a Spanish property developer.
Right.
I think.
Okay.
With this now a utility room, there's only one place the kitchen could be.
Bumbleo! Oh, they're really going for it. The actual Bumbleo Wednesday is on at 2:15 today. Any requests for the gap?
The downstairs kitchen diner isn't the only impressive part.
Give it a rest, Martin.
The Scott Mills Daily.
You know, every time we have to do fancy dress, which isn't that often, because we're not really fancy dress people, are we?
No, not really.
But every now and again, like, there'll be a party that we have to go to, and I always stress out about what to wear. I never know what to go as. And then when I do go as that person, I look completely unrecognisable as who I'm supposed to be.
Yeah, I'm never really good with fancy dress. At uni, we had to do it quite a lot as well, and never really, I don't know, I was never that great with it.
No. Remember that party I went to once as Justin Timberlake, 90s Justin Timberlake, and everyone thought I was Noel Edmonds?
Yes.
That was awful.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's never good when people have to ask who you are.
Who are you? Noel Edmonds of Deal or No Deal? No, I'm Justin Timberlake, 98. Anyway, I've got a new favourite, which I have, I've taken a picture of it, and next time there's a fancy dress occasion, I'm going to be wearing the full tartan suit as sported by Theresa May.
Our Prime Minister.
The Prime Minister. What an awful suit.
And where's that? Where have you seen that?
It's everywhere.
It's awful.
But it is. Oh, it's so good. Right, I'm getting one of those. That's going to be my new fancy dress. That's my new jam.
But are you worried, though, that's the kind of fancy dress and this is nothing against her? I mean, if you wear it, that might put people off.
I'll just be like, well, are you Noel Edmonds in tartan?
Well, the thing is with that kind of fancy dress is, I think previously with fancy dress, I've been more tactical with it. Mm. Like, I do fancy dress, but still try and be hot. So like,
are you?
Yeah.
Yes. Never noticed that.
Like, I turned up at your party wearing a Ghostbusters outfit.
What's hot about that?
Well, it's fancy dress, but effectively it's just a jumpsuit, isn't it? And a proton pack.
Yeah, I suppose, yeah. You know, I popped that proton pack. I'm so sorry.
Did you?
Yeah.
What, did you wear it in bed or something? Like, what,
no, it just got popped during the party. Did you want that back?
Well, that would have been an ideal situation, yes, okay. But it's gone.
I've still got the jumpsuit, it's just the proton pack has popped.
Tell me what you really like.
The Scott Mills Daily.
What? Scott Mills here, tartan Tresemme suit ordered online. Just like our Prime Minister's, next day delivery. Got it. It's my new fancy dress.
And you think it's going to be successful for
I
you,
I think I'll
you?
Make a bloody good job of it.
Oh, good. Yeah.
I'll try. I think I might look on it.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
I'm just thinking, with your fancy dress outfit, your new favourite being the outfit that Theresa May's been wearing today.
Yeah. Some people are like, why are you calling her the shampoo? That's I just enjoy saying her name that way.
Well, I was saying it might put people off because I'm not sure if you're going to be able to wear it all that well.
I mean, I'm going to wear it well. I'm going to look hot in it.
And sometimes with fancy dress, I think if you're dressed up as a monster, it's hard to then be appealing if that's what you're trying to do. If you're, say, trying to get off with someone, but you're dressed as a monster, then it doesn't work. But actually, thinking about it, when I was at uni, we did all sorts of fancy dress. Mm. And you just kind of accept it in someone, don't you?
Yeah.
I mean, if it was just one person in a club dressed that way, you probably would think a bit... You'd probably steer clear. But when everyone's in fancy dress, I think it's okay. I once got off with a Smurf.
Yeah. In fancy dress?
Yeah, but I was... Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right. Well,
in real life. but I was also dressed as Smurf.
Well, that's what I meant. Right. You were also a Smurf?
Yeah.
Two Smurfs.
But I look back on that and that, what a weird situation that was.
It is quite funny when you see two people both in fancy dress getting off with each other. It's quite funny.
But the whole room was Smurfs because it was a Smurf fancy dress. So as you look around, it was, although I look back now and go, oh, that was kind of weird. At the time, it was like, oh, yeah, it's just Smurf getting off with a Smurf.
Vaguely remember some... I can't remember what I was dressed as, but there was some kind of superhero vibe going on with someone. It was either Spider, Super or Batman. I can't remember which one.
Well, I like the idea for sort of crossbreeding, isn't it? Right. Whereas rather than just blue on blue, rather than just Smurf on Smurf, it's you know, there's a Smurf and a Power Ranger.
I like it when it's both mixed up.
Yeah. The
Scott Mills Daily. Like Katie, who got off with someone when she was dressed as Maid Marian once, but he wasn't dressed up. I like it when they're both dressed up. That's key.
I think dressed up, but in two different characters. I like this one from William. This is more a spotted, actually, than him admitting to it. But he says his mate was dressed as Gandalf and he caught him getting off with a golden snitch.
Classic. Hi, Kirsty.
Hiya.
What character did you get off with, please?
Wolverine.
Oh, excellent. Wolverine.
Good choice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And where was this?
It was at university at sports night, so everyone was dressed up.
Yeah, AU nights are a particularly hotbed for fancy dress action, aren't they?
Yeah, pretty much. Every team has a different theme for dress-up, so everyone's dressed as something quite different.
Yeah, of course. And then when you've got other teams meeting other teams, then worlds are going to collide on that front.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, so what team was Wolverine in?
He played tennis.
Okay. Oh. And was he fully clawed up?
No, he basically had half of a morph suit on and then a white t-shirt, so he was kind of half Wolverine.
He's like sexy Wolverine.
If you say so.
Well, you tell me. Obviously thought so at the time.
He's my boyfriend now, so
oh,
I'm not...
Oh, what, because of this night?
Yeah, pretty much it's when we met.
Okay, so you and Wolverine still together?
Yeah, we're almost a year now.
And what were you dressed up as?
I was Scary Spice. Yeah.
Oh, this is brilliant.
Okay, what was the song that you got it onto?
I honestly don't remember because there were quite a lot of... It was the cheese floor at uni, so there were quite a lot of things like McFly and the Sugar Babes and things playing in the background, but I don't really remember.
I'm just trying to imagine the situation. So there's McFly going on in the background. You spot Wolverine across a crowded dance floor.
Actually, let me find some McFly for you.
We can recreate.
What did you say to him, Kirsty? McFly's on in the background.
They are my favourite band, so that probably helped.
Okay. All right, so imagine I'm Wolverine. Go.
Wow. I don't know.
Don't remember what you said?
No, I think I probably just swept up in the moment.
Who are you with? I mean, who's around you? The other Spice Girls?
So my housemates, I kind of tagged along. I don't play sports, but they play netball, so I tagged along with them.
Okay, cool. The other Spice Girls are knocking around. Mm. Just looking around. Oh, look over there. There's Wolverine. Mm.
I'm really enjoying this McFly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what was your first thought?
I don't know. He was all right.
You can't remember anything.
We were all very drunk. I just remember thinking he was a nice guy.
You can't remember much, though, can you?
Did he have the full
on... I remember a lot more now.
The full-on sideburns as well.
I don't think he went that far, no.
Did you feel quite weird when you were getting off with Wolverine? Was there a moment where you suddenly thought, hang on, this is Wolverine?
For like a second, but then I remembered that everyone else was dressed up too. Like, I had friends that were dressed up as like WWE wrestlers and things like that. So it wasn't too weird for very long.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Kirsty.
Thank you very much.
Love you. Bye.
Love you, bye. The Scott
Mills Daily. So we just spoke to Kirsty, who got off with Wolverine while dressed as Scary Spice, standard. There's the one that someone dressed as a banana got off with an angel.
It's the random mixes, which I love. Look at this text here. I was Lady Gaga. I got off with Shaggy from Scooby-Doo.
Yeah. It's good, though, when you're dressed as a banana, because you can use that old line. Are you looking for one of your five a day?
What?
Hey, Brad.
Hello.
What fancy dress did you get off with?
A Snapchat filter.
Right, OK. What one was it?
I don't have Snapchat, so it was just a flower round her head.
Flower crown.
Yeah.
And did she have an extra long dog tongue as well?
She didn't, but that would have been, I wish she did.
That was okay. But that's a different one, isn't it? So the flower crown one is quite a flattering filter, to be fair.
Yeah.
I think she was being ironic.
Yeah. Okay, and what were you dressed as?
The Joker off of Batman. So, like, full on red lipstick and everything.
Oh, the Joker and the Snapchat filter, lovely.
I know, but she said after my makeup deteriorated, she thought I was better than she originally thought.
Good result.
Oh, that's a result.
Yeah.
Yeah, you sound strangely proud of this.
Well, yeah, I am, I guess.
Yeah, she thought I was better without makeup.
Do you know what? Snapchat filter is a good fancy dress, isn't it? Because it's you're going to look hot doing it. It's just a flower crown, basically.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question, Brad.
Yeah?
When the flower crown came off, better or worse?
Oh, worse.
Oh, good. Still with her?
No.
Fine. Just one night, then.
Yep, and she kicks me out the next morning anyway, so...
Oh!
You lasted as long as a Snapchat.
Do you reckon that's how she operates? That's
okay, bye. And now you've disappeared. All right, Brad, well, that's great. Thanks very much. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. Amor de compra y venta, amor del pasado. Ven, 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 ven. Well, good to speak to you, you recluse.
And you, absquatulator.
Can't wait to get me gnashes on that bone, yum!
Rick Kelsey there from Newsbeat as a dog. What he thinks a dog would sound like.
Go and open the window, Gary. Go and open the window.
Still good. Back to the dog man.
Your little man, Hughie, poor point.
Treat myself with a curly whirly.
Thomas Schaffernacker from the BBC Weather Centre. Hi, Tom.
Hiya.
Okay, so what have you got?
So to start with, I've got a bit of smoked salmon.
Oh, someone's doing well.
And then I put a bit of toast with it.
Yeah.
Wholemeal toast. Mm-hmm. And a poached egg with some black pepper, and to finish it off, I've got some salt and vinegar Walker's crisps.
Posh lunch! Whoa! It's a posh lunch.
Michael Jackson, we still love you.
Every week.
We will love you, Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson.
Still good, isn't it?
We all love you.
Why is this a tradition now?
We all miss you, Michael Jackson.
I'll give it a rest next week.
How can we find you again?
This is the £1 fish guy with the follow-up to £1 fish.
In my brain. You made wonders, though still wonders, will be wonders, Michael Jackson.
You should have done the second verse. Like,
Michael Jackson, we still love you. We will love you, Michael Jackson.
I'm a lion. That's mad. Come come on, where are you? 81199. Where are you bumbleoing? Oh, my screen's frozen, so that's good. Radio 1.
It's fine, I'll take the bat on here,
if
Scott.
If you could, please, Chris.
Richard bumbleoing away in his bedroom. He's not on his beet harvester today, he says. He's the, you know, the one that's normally on his beet harvester.
Mm-hmm.
Who else we got?
Zoe, I have no idea.
Zoe bumbleoing on her way home, wishing it was the end of the week. So shout out to my boss, Dave, who is having a rubbish week also.
Okay, I'm back. I've just refreshed. Rob the plumber in Hull, bumbleoing his ball cocks off. And also Sam on his tractor.
Bumbaleo!
What is that Michael Jackson song, says Melanie? It's the guy that did One Pound Fish and the follow-up called Michael Jackson.
Remember, very, very cheap, One Pound Fish.
That's him. With a tribute to Michael Jackson. Best gap ever, says Natty, bumbleoing in Cookham with the dog Yoda.
Yeah, get you.
Jack in his van crying at £1 fish, man. It is good. Alex, who's bumbleoing up a ladder in Northampton, says fantastic gap today, guys. One of the best.
We got Rick in Bristol about to paint a fireplace, but only after this massive bumbaleo.
Come on, celebrate. It's Wednesday. Halfway through.
40 of those.
40 of those.
David and Adam on Twitter. Another Adam is bumbaleoing his Harvey Ballbangers off. Luke in Swansea. James in Twickenham. Declan in Belfast. Samantha in Guildford.
Ian, Andy, John and Glyn travelling from Telford.
Go ahead, yeah, I do. Yes, Queen. Is the video out for this song yet? Because I really want to see it. Apparently they trash like a hotel room in London. It's the hotel that I walk past most days. Like, who pays for that?
That's right, he was seen filming outside it, wasn't he? And didn't they have fake rain?
Fake rain was on, yeah. I didn't see Taylor Swift there, so they're probably filming it separately. But in the video, magically it'll look like they're together. But Zayn was, yeah. Like, who pays for the trashed hotel room? Does that come directly out of his wages?
Hope so.
I should hope so too. Radio 1, we go from You Me at 6 to Niall Horan to Zayn and Taylor Swift. That's just how we roll here,
this,
you know.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Hello, Laura.
Hi.
It's Scott, you okay?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you.
Laura, you've got to help me.
Sounds a little bit beggy from you there, Scott. Well, I'm 2-0 up, Laura. So if you choose me today, then I'm going to win the week.
Right.
I was such a shower last week. Five.
Just depending on what you've got.
5-0. Well, I'll show you in a minute, Laura. What are you doing?
I'm outside, but at the moment I start at 3 o'clock.
Okay. Why are you outside?
Because I don't start till 3.
Oh, okay.
I'm
so
going in early.
Yeah, I like that. So even though you are there and you could really start now, you're like, I'm not going to go in a second before.
Exactly.
Okay. Right. So you're getting ready to go in. Are you working inside or outside today?
I do both.
Okay.
Where do you work, sorry?
I work at the Science Park in Glasgow. I'm the security guard.
Oh, cool.
Oh, cool job. Security guard at Science Park.
Yeah.
Who do you normally pick on bangers?
Scott.
Well, let's see if that happens today. Come on, it's January. Cheer up. Pretend you're in Cabos or something. Or any resort of your choice. Listening to Danza Kuduro by Lucenzo.
It's a good banger, this one, to be fair. I like that you've gone for this kind of vibe on a Wednesday.
Just so depressing, January, come on.
Yeah, right. Well, look, we're halfway through the week, so I also wanted to give you a right banger today. I love this one. This is Avicii, You Make Me.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's just two big bangers for you to choose from today, Laura.
I forgot about this one. Oh, Laura, what are you going to do?
That's a tough choice, that one.
They're both quite good, actually.
Thank you.
I don't know. It's hard. Oh, I'm sorry, but I've got to go with Avicii.
Yeah. Yes, Laura.
I wasn't expecting that.
Hell!
Yes, come on, 3-0. Oh, Scott, it's going to be trousers down from you on Friday. Oh, we can make this happen. 3-0 to me. Yeah. Come on,
cheers.
Let's do this.
Thanks a lot, Laura. Hello.
Oh, don't.
Hello. Is that the police?
It's not a robbery, that
one. There's been a robbery.
No, it's not. It's not. There's not enough people saying that that was a robbery for it to be a robbery, I'm afraid, Scott.
Just wanted to make a quick phone call there.
Do you know what, though? And I know you're worried about it. 3-0. There is a real potential here that you're going to lose this week 5-0.
Sorry, I'm on hold. I said a robbery, yes.
And my Snapchat will be filled with footage of you, trousers down, running around this studio.
Oh, that's what you did last week.
I know, that's the forfeit. Fair and Scott, you are.
The truth beneath your lies.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
It's time for another Google game on Radio 1. We like to do this now and again. You know when you type the start of a sentence into a search engine, it auto-completes what they think you might want to type in as a question. So, for example, if I start putting in, why can't I... It comes up with sleep, poop, or like comments on Instagram. Mm. So we get given the start of a question. We have to work out what we think one of the most popular answers is going to be on the autocomplete.
And the tricky thing about this is it reveals so much about you, because obviously whatever you autocomplete, whatever you fill in for the end of that sentence, says a lot about you really and your mind.
It's always revealing. Could we have the start of the question, please?
How do I get rid of...
Oh, this is a good one.
Okay, who wants to go first on this one? What would you like to get rid of?
How do I get rid of a body?
Okay.
No, I don't know why that's the first thing that came into my head.
I know what you mean, though. Mm. That's the first thing that came to my head, but I didn't think we'd probably go there.
Oh, okay, sorry. It's just I've watched so many films and soap operas, and they have such inventive ways of getting rid of them. Now, I'm no murderer, but...
Quote of the day. Yes. How this is taking a very dark turn quite quickly.
Sorry, I lighten it up for the next
one. Okay, my one's not connected at all to what you're saying, but I worry people will draw parallels. How do I get rid of my internet history? Because I don't believe that when you clear your history, it clears it.
No.
Because
it
always,
must be somewhere.
Yeah, it goes somewhere, because they always seem to... I mean, that clearly doesn't work. Everyone knows that. So when I'm deleting the internet history, what actually am I doing?
And where's it going?
And where's the real one?
Where's that being stored?
And where can I delete that? And listen, this isn't fair. Any reasons that you're thinking of right now, simply maybe I was planning a surprise party or a surprise present for someone, and I want to be able to delete that from my internet history and know that it's firmly off my computer, should they be able to find it.
It's like when you have to wipe a phone.
Okay.
Like, where does that all go?
Again, is yours connected or not connected?
No. But you know, like, sometimes, like, I've given a phone to, like, my brother or something. And obviously, I want him to be able to start afresh on the phone. I don't want all my old junk on there.
No, obviously not. And you'd be really worried about your old junk being on there.
No, I wouldn't.
For your brother to see.
I just don't want him to see the junk.
No, I understand that. So, previously done?
You're judging me now because you're doing exactly what you said people not to do about you deleting your internet history to my phone that's being wiped.
Mm. Yeah, but what have you done with the phone? Did you do factory settings? Because that's the only way to do it. Because if you think just by deleting the pictures that they're going to go, then...
Oh, no, I did full factory reset.
Oh, yeah. Did you put a little pin in the button in the back of it?
Yeah.
You did do that, right?
Yeah.
You sure?
Oh, yeah, so fine.
Because if you didn't put the pin in, then... I'd actually watch out on that
No,
one.
I have. And he didn't say anything else to me. It's working fine, I think. And doesn't seem to be any of my old stuff on there.
No?
Not these mentioned.
No. No, well, you never know. The other problem is stuff gets saved to clouds, don't they? And then if all of a sudden, like, he turns the phone on and it all suddenly starts, like, reappearing from the cloud, that can be a problem as well.
OK, so far we've got how do I get rid of body and how do I get rid of my internet history? Let's take a break and we'll come back with some more suggestions for the Google game after Bastille.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Sean. He says, can I get a Yes Queen for the Year 11 geography revises, please? Yes Queen. Bastille and Blame. All right, we're playing the Google game and today's question is, how do I get rid of...
Scott, have you got any more?
How do I get rid of the person in my bed?
Disconnected or connected again?
No. I mean, like, they're in there. You've woken up and it's like, oh, I want them to go now.
Oh, that's a great one. Okay, yeah. Have you ever tried... what you need is a good old carrot. It's the carrot or stick approach, isn't it?
I mean, there are various methods. What's yours?
What I'm saying is probably best way is to offer a nice breakfast that at least removes them from the area of conflict.
Oh, it's going to take ages. I want them to go now.
Do you want them out the door or do you just want them in a different room?
No, I mean go.
Well, I'd say the easiest way is to hit the parachute in that situation is to just fart.
Right, well,
loudly.
And then they... Well, that's just embarrassing.
Well, it is kind of embarrassing, but if you're not bothered about seeing them again, it kind of... One, it puts them off you. Two, it makes the situation very uncomfortable.
No, don't get me wrong. I want them to go immediately, but I don't want things to get unpleasant.
No. Oh, right, you want to leave with a good taste in your mouth, so to speak.
Yeah, I don't want them...
Is that the phrase?
I don't want them to feel like I've been mean, but I want you to go.
Right, okay.
I think we've all been here.
I'll tell you what you do. You pretend that you've got a meeting or a voiceover. If you ever do end up back with Scott and and he says he needs to leave for a meeting or a voiceover...
That's not true.
It's not true, you're right.
No, I don't... I mean, what you're saying isn't true.
He just wants you gone.
Oh, I hate this game. Any more that we can think of?
There's a current problem I'm suffering from is that my girlfriend's just bought a really big yellow pillow that she's put on the bed as some kind of statement thing, she calls it. I really don't like it. It's trying to be too fashionable, I think.
Right. What she's done there is just try to add a splash of colour to your bedroom.
That's exactly what she said.
Yeah.
But there's no other yellow around the room. I love the colour yellow. I'm a Watford fan, but it doesn't look right, this yellow pillow. She loves it.
Right.
So it's not going anywhere at the moment.
Well, if
so,
it's your team's colours, why don't you just spray Watford on it?
Well, she won't like that either, will she? So how do I get rid of this massive yellow cushion? Now, anyone would say, well, just throw it away. Be gone with it.
She won't like that.
But that's the point. She'll be angry. There is no other reason why that cushion would go walkies, is there?
No.
Like, what excuse can I possibly give? I can't say there's been a burglary. And all they've taken is the cushion. Or what I do is, she had one of her mates over last night. I could claim that she's taken it, stir up a bit of beef.
Yeah, I would.
I mean, maybe it is fashionable. I don't know. I just look at it, though, and I see a big yellow cushion and nothing else is yellow in the room. So I don't understand what the fashion element to it is. Would you? Would you like it, do you think?
I don't mind a splash of colour, yeah.
Why? What is this phrase, a splash of colour, about? Because if I was to put a splash of colour on something, someone would go, well, that looks absurd.
Well, no, for instance, little insight into my bedroom. I've got the white duvet there.
Yeah.
But then I've got a couple of the purple pillows.
Do you?
Yeah.
Purple pillows?
Yeah.
That's definitely one.
Otherwise, it's just like white and boring. What are we going to go for?
How would you describe your bed?
What?
Go on. How would you describe your bed?
I tell you what, people say it's one of the most comfortable beds they've ever slept.
Do they? This is what I'd love to start up.
They do.
When someone stays over for the night, they leave a full-on TripAdvisor review.
Also, this sounds like there's a lot of people in there. There really isn't.
Right.
But they do say it's really comfortable. They had a great night's sleep.
Fine. Here's what I'm proposing for tomorrow's show. We contact some of these people and get them to review your house and your bed.
No. Right, so what are we going for, please?
Shall we go with... I think clearing the internet history could be a popular one.
Okay. So the start of the sentence was, how do I get rid of... Saying internet history is one of those.
Yeah, well,
popular.
I don't think how do I get rid of a big yellow cushion in my girlfriend's... No. That my girlfriend's put in is going to be up there.
All right, let's do it.
How do I get rid of piles, a cold, bed bugs, spots?
So no, we haven't won on this game.
Again.
But we do have a great idea for tomorrow's show.
What idea?
I'm going to contact all your conquests.
The Scott Mills Daily. Clara is here for Real or No Real. Hi.
Hello, Scott Mills. Hello, Chris Starr.
Hi.
All right.
Now, I have got three facts here. Some of them are going to be real, some of them not. I know.
Suspense.
Surprise. Here's your first one.
A man in Manchester asked a local club to ban his girlfriend's dad so he could chat up other women.
What a snake.
What an absolute snake.
But also, how is he wielding that kind of power to be able to get someone banned for that reason?
Well, this is it. He must be a beloved local if he's got something on the management to say, oi.
Can't ask people to ban your girlfriend's dad.
Cause wanting to get off with other girls.
That's awful.
Although, the fact we're talking about it means that the dad surely knows that's the reason he's been banned, right? Because it's public. This guy is obviously gone, right, I'm going to ban my girlfriend's dad. This isn't a secret,
but then
banning,
what are
clearly.
But then what are the clubs saying to the dad? What are the reason they're giving?
Sorry, mate, can't come in. Your potential son-in-law's trying to get off
it's
with
a
someone.
Snake.
Yeah, have they got his picture yeah. in the doorway?
Can this be real? Surely not.
No, I don't know how this can be real, even logistically.
I suspect that this guy, whoever he is, has got something on the establishment. And with that power comes responsibility that clearly he's abusing. And so I actually think it's real.
I'm going to go, no real.
That one is real.
So here's the details. The man texted the owners of Level in Manchester saying, random one this, mate, but basically my bird's dad comes into Level all the time and I can't relax chatting to girls knowing he might be in there. Is there any way you can make an excuse to him and ban him? They didn't.
First things first, what on earth is that accent?
Manchester.
Okay, if you say so.
I lived there for 2 years, but I seem to have lost the twang.
Did you adopt the accent when you were there then?
I did.
Was that your voice?
I'd go back home to Southampton. My mum was like, why ain't talking like that for?
Cause Gallagher's.
But you were on the radio there.
Yeah.
So you did that voice there.
Yes. No.
Wow.
it must have been weird.
All right, Scott Mills here. No, it didn't. And next.
Ed Sheeran once dressed up as Calvin Harris with fake pecs and a novelty Scottish hat to trick his way into an Oscars party.
Just the thought of this in itself brings a massive smile to my face.
Yeah.
I can imagine him doing this fancy dress, but the idea that it would fool someone, I can't see how that can work because Ed Sheeran looks nothing like him. Even with fake pecs, because even with fake pecs, it's not going to be quite right, is it?
No.
Unless he's done like full six pack, lost more weight, that kind of thing.
Got new teeth.
Yeah. I think people might say, that's an outfit. That's definitely not Calvin Harris.
The thing is, LA and Hollywood in general is so odd and so weird that you can go over there with a British accent and just about get away with anything.
Yeah.
Can you, really?
Yeah.
Have you tried it?
I don't know, be like, oh goodness me, I'm 20 cents short to pay for my coffee. Oh, have it for free. I love your accent. Like, yeah. Okay.
Oh, really?
Well,
toodaloo. Yeah.
Chris, you know this. That's why the Mila Kunis video got so many
Yeah, but I
views.
Hear of these rumours, but I've never been to LA. No. So I don't know what I would... I've never felt I'd be welcomed
They
there.
Would recognise you as that guy from the Mila Kunis video, and I guarantee you every door would be open in Hollywood.
A few years ago, though.
They called him a modern-day Hugh Grant.
A young Hugh Grant.
I don't
Looks
know,
like a young Hugh Grant. Yeah.
So, did Ed Sheeran dress up as Calvin Harris with fake pecs and novelty Scottish hat? Also, don't wear a novelty Scottish hat if you're pretending to be Scottish, to an Oscars party to try and get his way in.
But I think he will have got into the Oscars party not because of his ridiculous disguise, but because they went, oh, you're Ed Sheeran, you can come in. And he probably thinks he's got in because he's dressed up as Calvin Harris. So I think, based on that, this is real.
Bizarrely, I think this is real.
That one is no real.
Oh?
Both wrong. But Ed did use Calvin's name to get into an Oscars party hosted by Madonna's manager. Calvin was just on the guest list. There was no dressing up involved. Wouldn't be funny. You're Ed Sheeran. You should be able to get in.
I mean.
Right?
But kind of funny that he's gone, Calvin Harris. That's awesome.
His plus one.
Right, more real or no real after this.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Clara's here for Real or No Real. Hi.
Hi.
I've got just one more fact for you two.
The latest trend to take the German yoga scene by storm is beer yoga.
Does that involve drinking beer before you do the yoga or having a celebratory beer after said yoga is done?
So I did a half marathon once and it was at the Eden Project in Cornwall. And because Cornwall, they gave you a pint and a pasty when you finished.
Lovely.
So good, yeah.
And there's some marathons you can do. I've seen videos of this online where they sort of do a marathon, but they have beer instead of water as they go through. It's not like a full marathon. It's like a 5K.
Like a pub run, basically.
It's basically like a pub run, yeah.
I've looked into before the one in France where you drink wine as you go round.
Oh,
that's,
God.
That's a thing.
So, I don't know if I can handle that.
No. So people, is it like the beer one? So people on the side of the street and they just hand out wine?
Yeah.
Like, beer me.
Should we do it?
Well, yeah, it'd be amazing, wouldn't
you
it?
You two would have a great time.
Yeah. But the
should
German,
we just sack off this 5K now and go to the pub?
The German yoga scene, I don't understand what the beer yoga would be. I still don't fully understand what yoga is. So yoga is sort of
holding poses.
Holding poses.
Concentrating on your breathing, a bit of meditation, all types of poses. There's like downward dog.
Mm-hmm.
Really popular one. Why are you laughing?
What's downward dog?
It's an actual pose, though.
Yeah, because all yoga poses sound rude, don't they?
No, it's not. It's just downward dog. You get on all fours.
Yeah.
And you put your behind up and you breathe in and out.
Yeah. So what other ones are there?
There's sun salutation. You've got a lotus position. Yeah, there's lots of different types of poses you can do.
Reverse lotus as well. Is that one?
I don't know.
It's supposed to be quite good for you.
Thanks. Beer goes with most things in Germany. So I think that why not with yoga?
It does, yeah.
This is true.
I mean, if you can have beer yoga, then you could have anything, couldn't you? Sausage yoga, anything.
Mm.
So can it be real?
Do you know what? I'm reckoning beer yoga is a real thing.
But what would you be doing with the beer? Obviously drinking it, but if the whole point of yoga is that you're stood in one position, so let's say you're on one leg holding a pose, why would you then be drinking beer as part of the yoga?
To force you to concentrate.
I don't get it. Unless it's because beer can relax you, and that's the idea, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, meditation.
I get more, supple after drinking beer.
Do you?
Easily, yeah.
Well, then you've really got to try beer yoga, clearly.
Yeah, weirdly, I do.
Supple.
Is that the right word?
It's a bit creepy, that word. It's like the word moist, isn't it?
Real or no real?
I don't get moist. I get supple. More flexible.
Real or no real?
I'm saying that's real.
I don't understand what it would be, so I think no real.
That one is real.
It's true. Germany's beer yoga bills itself as the marriage of two great loves, beer and yoga. It's an hour-long session of yoga with a twist. You drink a bottle or two of beer at the same time. The beer drinking is incorporated into the yoga poses.
That's cool.
And that's going to be one hell of an interesting session of yoga, right?
That's cool. So what I'm imagining here is you're on one leg, but then... you slowly bring the beer to your mouth. Like,
breathe in, breathe out, concentrate.
But that's one of the moves.
Yeah, that's quite cool.
When that comes over to the UK, that's going to be a hit.
At the end of that round of Real or No Real.
I'm having a very low scoring week this week. I got nothing. Clara got 20.
Hey.
Have you got a live lounge tomorrow?
Funny you should mention it. Radio 1's Scott Mills and Chris Stark. Yes, I do. Naughty Boy shall be joining us in the live lounge tomorrow to perform his latest single, Should Have Been Me.
I've not seen him for ages. Send my love.
I will do.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Tomorrow we have Connor Maynard on Innuendo Bingo. Join us from 1 on Radio 1. Scott Mills.